Hello, peeps. I've only been sitting here a while. Why not get my shit together? The last 10 seconds is where the show starts. Why don't I do that? Hi, how are you? Of course, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Landau.
Hello.
There he is. Fila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're sponsoring me. They're not.
You're walking billboard for people that don't sponsor you. I love it.
It was $8 at Kohl's. That's how this happened.
That's all you need. Every bit of my attire is either Rockstar Video Games or any type of NYPD shirt, because I know a lot of police officers and whatnot, and they give me shirts, so that's what I wear all the time.
I had to wear that canine shirt.
That's a good one.
Last week, I haven't got a chance to wash it yet.
Yeah, definitely. The one of the canine guys were down at the brokerage.
Yeah.
We went to go see Dave last week and brought shirts.
Yes.
Brought shirts. The guys get shirts. Don't make a fucking maniac out of me. The guys get shirts. Brought the shirts. Got the canine thing. It's got the little dog paw on one arm. It's fucking adorable.
I like it.
I just love the canines. They get them down there at Penn Station. I love fucking spending a little time with them more than any human down in that fucking sewage pit. So, you know, you get the cool little dogs, and they're down there, you know, making sure.
I like
sure
to grab things. Some of the shepherds from the 50s.
Yeah.
And I'm just having a
crazy bastards. I love them. So, yesterday, of course, was fun day. And again, I get deposited out of the train, and I go, oh, right. I hate everybody and everything.
Yes.
I forget. I forget over the weekend how much I despise humanity. And then I come in on Monday. I'm like, oh, right. Everyone sucks. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, my goodness. And like I said, I sent everything in very late to Garrett. Who you know, Garrett, I don't expect you to just burp and have it ready for the show in 30 seconds. So all's cool. Mm.
I had to see a therapist, so that was my day.
A therapist?
A new therapist.
A new therapist? That's got to be fucking terrible.
It is. It's weird, because you got to reopen everything to let them know why they're there in the first place.
My mother, she got a borderline personality.
Well, and all therapists or psychiatrists are very careful with any medication.
Yes.
Due to my past.
Especially due to your past. That would be tragic.
Yeah, so I have to, like, I can't really take stuff.
If someone that was there to help you gave you drugs.
Michael Jackson'd me.
Right, like they did to me when I first got to rehab.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave me Xanax, and I was like, this is awesome.
It's essentially alcohol in a
pill. Yeah, in a pill.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, I'm wondering, why is everybody just kind of sitting there like this? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm sitting there like this, going, this is awesome.
When I was institutionalized, they gave me antipsychotics.
Oh, shit.
Those just make you a zombie.
Right.
You just have no thoughts.
Those are the people shuffling through the hallway.
Yeah, you have, like, no emotion. It's very
weird. Yeah, yeah.
I stopped taking them. I would hide them under my tongue, and then I...
Who'd they give that to? It's usually in movies they give those to people that are being institutionalized. I think it was 12 Monkeys.
Yes.
Yes, Bruce Willis got it in 12 Monkeys. Yeah. And Brad Pitt's like, oh, no. Oh, yeah. And he's got spit. He's just fucked up. That's like the shuffle.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Except they didn't de-louse me with a fucking...
Right. They get the powder and the hose and shit like that. What a new therapist has to suck because, like, you got to rehash everything or you got to, like...
You have to explain why you're there. Like, I'll be like, look, I'm a depressed addict.
Didn't you talk to the last guy?
You can, but, like, they were in Michigan and then it's, like, easier to go here.
Oh, I mean the new, like, therapist should talk to the old therapist.
I think they get some info.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. Oof.
Yeah, like, you need a
You got your hands full, motherfucker.
It just said piece of shit in big letters. I looked over and saw it.
Technical jargon.
Yeah.
He diagnosed as piece of shit.
Just nude sketches of me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What have you been doing? Terrible. So, wow, yeah. So you got to sit down and kind of
go over the new.
Is there a trust factor? Like,
I have to build it, because when I started writing stuff where, like, it stays here.
Right, you can't be thinking, like, you build up trust with one therapist, and then you get another one, and you can't just instantly take up where you left off kind of a thing.
You think they'd go home and tell somebody, right?
They gotta.
How would you not vent it? This fucking guy. Not me, but...
Right.
They're like, this dude fucks his dog.
Yeah, not there's me. No way you're not doing it.
But yeah.
Because I know there's that privilege that they're not supposed to, they take their Hippocratic oath or whatnot. And they're not supposed to, but I'm sure a loved one. It's late at night. You're trying to avoid an argument, so you want to throw something interesting in.
Yeah.
You talk about the nut that you talk to all day.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Talk about the same shit you and your wife have been fighting about for the last 3 years?
Any distraction you could throw in there.
Yeah.
Hey, here's one.
I got a cutter. I got addict.
Don't bring up the fact that I never do the dishes.
I got a guy who cries. Yeah. I got a guy who cries and masturbates.
Yeah.
Jerks off to Shriners commercials.
That's got to be tough. You got to start a whole new relationship with somebody. Oh.
It's weird.
But it helps out. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Because I never handled it properly. Things that happened to me, and then it's like, all right, I don't.
Yeah.
It was what they call a self-medicator.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard that before. Yeah.
So I don't do drugs this way. I can talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I guess it helps, you know?
I guess so. I know I think more people I know go to a therapist than not.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, more than half.
That's why I loved Bobby talking about it, because he's just like, are these people my friends?
Bobby Jimmy also. Jimmy sees a therapist.
Well, that's working.
Very open about it. That's open. I mean, that's working. Yeah, of course it is. Jimmy, we're doing the Chips show tonight. We're taping it down there at the cellar because it's his 100th episode.
That's amazing.
I thought there was more. But he only does it once a week. So what is that?
Two years.
About 2 years?
Yeah.
I guess that's about right. I thought it was a little longer, but 100 show. I guess they figured it out. So we're doing that. Very excited and honored to be part of his 100th show. You will be aboard also for that one.
I'm excited.
I hear tell last week was very funny.
We were just talking
about how we don't watch.
No.
Like, it's when you're on something, you rarely watch it. People don't really watch themselves unless it's a one-off, you know. Oh, there was a fire around the corner. The news got me. And then you call the family and go, oh, I'm on the news. And then you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Or it's just you without sound going, locals say that the fire started. And it's like, oh, they talked to me for 10 minutes. I thought I was going to be part of the news for 10 minutes. I shouted out to everybody. Yeah, what? You think that's going to make it?
There are people in, like, the hood that treat that like TV credits, though.
It's awesome.
They're like, Joey got shot, but John gonna be on TV tonight. And those are not the names, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, hell no. I saw it. He come up out of that car. You had a big gun. Yeah, there's nothing better than watching an inner city community on the news.
My baby.
Yeah.
Get a lot of that.
And then there's just the famous ones. You know, I have bronchitis. I got time for that.
There's a leprechaun.
Yeah, the leprechaun was a big one. And then that other guy, the gay guy. Oh,
yes.
They're stars. They are stars.
They really are.
They use their time very well. But for the most part, you know, you get a little thing. You might watch it. But I don't really watch anything I'm on. I don't know. Because I'm on this shit every day. You know.
I'm the same way, though. I couldn't watch. It sucks because I'll do stand-up, and I want to record it, but I know I'm not going to go back and listen to it.
And watch it.
And everybody's like, why do you do that? Like, you ad-lib and shit? It's like, I can't.
There are people that, like, yeah, they record their sets, and they'll sit there and watch it.
Yeah, it's like.
They'll be like, oh, this, that. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Must be an insecurity that we have, like, to not want to watch ourselves.
Johnny Depp said that. He's never watched a movie he was in.
Really?
Yeah. Just like I'd never seen one.
Just imagine that. You don't even see it, and the checks are just rolling in.
See Garrett dotting his head all around. I'm just saying, we're like Johnny Depp.
You know? Yeah. He's comparing us to Johnny Depp. Is what happened there. Thank you, Garrett. Hot off the presses. All the news you need to know. I saw on Facebook, I guess our compound account or what, posted that no one dies at Disney.
Yes.
That's fucking... I will watch occasional clips of something, whether it was from the O&A show or from this show, obviously.
Yes.
That was really funny.
Dude, it's great. I watched the Punky Brewster one, too.
Punky.
Growing around my dick, they're so big. Oh, Punky.
Somebody responded to the Punky video saying, that's not very nice to treat Soleil Moonfry like that.
Of course it's not.
And we just responded, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it's not nice.
We're aware.
Who wouldn't know it's not nice?
We just wanted to let people know that he had been fucking her.
Those big fucking tits.
Someone also requested if you could do Small Wonder next time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you that fucking...
Small Wonder.
Imagine. No, it's a robot. Like, you made a little girl robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one questioned the dad about that.
Yeah. Like, they locked her in a cabinet at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like some kind of abduction.
You know, he just snuck out. He drilled a hole in that cabinet door.
Yeah. We entered her in one of those child beauty contests, and all of a sudden she was in the basement.
You wouldn't believe this robot I made. Its anus feels real.
Yeah. You have the ability to make any robot, and you make a little girl.
Make a little girl? Yeah. That's the first human robot you make as a child.
Why'd you choose that, Bob?
Oh, I don't know.
So I could fuck it.
It's not illegal to fuck this thing. Just because it's hilarious doesn't mean I can't put my dick in it.
But I think it is illegal to fuck even child dolls.
Oh, I got to make a
phone. You have to say that, yeah. Clean out the house.
Honey, you know I say delete my history.
I think they said that.
It's Small Wonder.
Yeah, here's... Oh my God. That doesn't look right.
That's the box he buried her in after she was semen covered.
Eyes.
Nice. Nice computer. Excellent.
Look how giddy he is.
Why is he sprawled out on the fucking, on a trunk? Like he's gonna bang her and then throw her in it. Dump it in the fucking water.
Now for the final touch.
Spread
the
leg.
Respond to... voice command.
Do dick splits.
Oh, God, he just looks like a fucking ghoul.
Doesn't he? What's he measuring?
Nice ribbon printer cable.
Oh, he's like,
open your eyes and stand up.
Suck my cock.
All right.
Suck my cock. Fuck you, robot bitch. Suck that cock.
Why did he even put feet on her? He sure just built her to the knees.
Well... If I do say so myself, you are fantastic.
Oh my God.
Fantastic.
This is terrible.
Honey.
Your husband touched me.
Joni.
Dinner.
You know how I've always wanted to molest kids? Well, guess what?
Dirty? Yeah. This is so fucked up.
Well, listen, honey, I'm much too excited to eat. Now,
it's like, who pitched this also? It's like, here's the idea. It's like a family, and the father built a robot of a little girl.
Right, but why is it in his bedroom? That's where he does all his experimenting?
It was produced by the guy who did all the Nickelodeon cartoons.
Was it?
No.
Oh, God.
That's the guy who would pitch it.
I thought it might have been. Here it is.
Say hello to my family.
Hello to my family.
Cum is dripping down her little mechanical leg.
Kid, right?
Oh, I should have cleaned that up.
Just see a big wet spot on his pants.
Incredible.
Oil is leaking from her behind. What happened?
What time is it, Dickie?
Broke a seal. Broke a seal in her ass.
5, 43,
her oil, she has an oil leak.
Honey, go ahead.
Wow. I could watch this and jack off to it all day, but...
Honey, rubber clit.
Yeah, that's... God, TV just sucked ass. There were some really shitty shows on back in the day.
I'm just shocked he was in his bedroom and he was just...
Yeah, yeah.
You know that girl doll I've been fooling around with upstairs?
Fiddling with it. He was fiddling.
Yeah, well, I got it to talk.
Yeah, yeah. Which, and do other things.
I hope it doesn't talk about things.
It's amazing. Yeah. He's got like a quick wipe feature. He's fucking wipes everything.
Erase mine.
Bursts into flames in a phosphorus.
Reset.
Yeah. Heat. Reset to factory.
Yeah, that's fucked up. No, it's just one of the worst fucking shows that was ever on.
Ever.
I watched last night. I finally got to see that documentary, They Shall Not Grow Old, the World War I Peter Jackson thing, where he colorized and restored the black and white footage from World War I. It was pretty good, God damn it. Pretty fucking good. I guess what they had done is they took, because they have over the whole thing, our World War I veterans talking. And I'm like, all right, first of all, where did these interviews come from? Because they'd have to be 115 around, even if they were, you know.
Yeah, still alive. Yeah.
Whatever, still alive. Apparently, the BBC had a fuckload of interviews of people from World War I from years ago. But the quality was really good, the audio quality. So they took those interviews, and he took films, and... the films have to do with what they're talking about.
Oh, really?
So we put that all together and made just an amazing documentary about World War I. Not the politics of it and the you know, who attacked who, and but just the guys.
Right.
And the colorization and shit is amazing. It should have been called They Shall Not Brush Their Teeth. I think that should have been the name of the movie.
Yeah, this guy's got a nice pair of chompers.
That guy is the fucking greatest teeth ever in the world back in 1915.
That's incredible.
So they're talking about how they would use the stuff they were issued for other things. So they said at one point, they're like, well, our toothbrushes we had to use to clean our brass buttons. And it's like, oh, that makes sense. God forbid you brush your fucking teeth with them. That had to be the hardest part of restoring this. Is like, how do we superimpose the shittiest teeth in history?
Yeah, you figured the guy who made Gollum could have at least put some teeth on them.
Right, right. Put some fucking teeth on them.
Tolerable.
And then there's, you realize, like, people aren't unique. Like, there's some people I saw in this, it was like, oh my God, it's Kevin Brennan. Like, a guy looked just like Kevin Brennan. And that other guy looked like Club Soda Kenny. And, you know, there's just that Bobo.
These are men, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the difference. Like,
they were very young.
Not that they're not, but I mean, like, our generations are just not what these people were.
They fucking ran out of those trenches and toward the other trenches, the German trenches. Without even fear. Like they said, They go, there was no fear. I was more afraid of losing a limb than I was being killed. And it's like, I saw a bloke, the arm was blown off and the top of his head was gone. His intestines were poor. He was suffering, just terribly suffering. I had to shoot him. I had to, he was suffering. It's like, he's saying it like, you know, then I had to take it out of the oven, it was burning. It was a cake. Like, that's how he was fucking talking about it.
He wants a burnt hot pocket.
Yes. My goodness, this is the microwave too long. I had to take it out. I had to blow his head off. It was fucking amazing that these were actual people. And boy, when they... The beginning of it is... A lot of the beginning is very small... Very small aspect ratio. The film, black and white, grainy, fast motion. And it slowly starts coming toward the screen and getting bigger and whiting out, kind of. And then they go into that colorization thing where you're like, man, the contrast between just seeing something. That was the difference, too. When you watched that footage in black and white, the way it was shot 100 and some odd years ago.
Sure.
It was... it came off as historical. It came off like a documentary, and you watched it like that over the course of my life. I know any World War One film, I watched it like that. Once they restored it and colorized it, now you're watching it as guys doing something.
Right.
Like real people.
Well, and the timing is accurate, I assume. Like, yeah. You had the film, because all old film, that's a big problem, too, is just the jumpiness. And the-
Yeah. They were usually undercranked to save film. So they would literally hand crank these cameras.
Yeah.
And if you crank a camera slow, the film is going to look fast.
And it's a constant photograph. So if you're cranking it slow, you're actually missing movement.
Missing movement. And that's why it comes up choppy and looking fast motion. It was a way to save film but still capture the moment. So they restored that. They interpolated what frames would have been in between frames.
That's great.
Replace that with the digital frame. So the smoothness of it is amazing. The color is really accurate. Old colorization just looked fake. It looked terrible. Like
Turner
movies when they try to recolorize them. They just looked awful. This looked authentic. And I guess something that doesn't get the recognition it deserves is the sound. They had no sound on these fucking things.
Right.
So there were people that were literally lip reading what they were saying. And then they had a voice actor speak over that with sort of this, like you'd expect the audio to sound.
Sure.
And another guy, they're setting up the trenches and he had this wooden stake and he's putting it in a board and hitting it with a mallet. And you're hearing the sand grinding on the wood as he's pounding it in. So all those little details, the sloshing in the mud in the trenches, really just an amazing fucking job putting this together.
So tedious as an editor.
It's got to be. That's what I was thinking,
so
too.
So tedious.
Like, you're going frame by frame on these fucking things.
It's not easy, man.
It just looks like a terribly long and tedious job, but it really was an amazing way to present this as real men. Because as history goes by, we forget that they were real people, and you forget that you know, they had families and they smiled and they did this. You can't capture that in a photo,
right. Black
and white film. That, but boy, he presents it, and you're like, God, that guy, he looks like someone I know. They're smiling, they're joking. Some guy's playing a beer bottle,
gets
a guitar, and he's mugging into the camera, and you're just like, it's just a guy fucking around with his buddy. He's probably got his brains blown out.
That's true.
He
probably died from just getting cut.
Yeah. That's another thing you don't realize. Like, you think World War One deaths and stuff, getting blown up or shot or the gas or tanks. Those trenches were fucking terrible. Mm-hmm. Rats, the filth, the tetanus, just trying to sleep. People drowning in the fucking flooded trenches. Really bad. I don't think we were geared up for a mechanized war back then. All the other wars were just kind of man against man, rifles. They had some wacky innovations of the day, like in the Civil War and things like that. But this was the first one where they're just like
machines. Yeah.
Just meat grinders throwing people in,
right,
and fucking meat flying out the other end. And I don't think people realize that. There was some kind of weird glory in previous wars. There was this pride of nation and a sword, you know, just leading the charge. And then it just became this mass of just how many people can you kill at one time?
Right.
And boy, they figured it out quick. And then 20 years later, they even got crazier.
Yeah, a little better.
But it just amazing. I would highly recommend
what a
They Shall Not Grow
Old.
I had to watch it on Vudu.
Okay.
Vudu. It's on Verizon Verizon Cable On Demand.
Okay.
But my On Demand hasn't worked in about a year. I put it on and the picture's black and the sound comes out. And I don't mean, you know, it's Wakanda. The whole picture's screen is black. It's not just the characters in the movie. So I got to get that fixed.
It says YouTube, Google Play, or Vudu.
Yeah.
You could buy it on there.
Oh, is it YouTube Red?
Yeah.
Or you could just pay for it. on YouTube?
Yeah, I had to pay for it. Watch Voodoo. It. Voodoo's good. It's got some good documentaries on there and shit.
That'd be the smart way to market that instead of putting it in a theater. I mean, I'm sure it is available at some theaters. But
yeah, they did a limited run.
Yeah.
They did a limited run for a very short time. I don't even think it was a month where they released it in theaters. I guess that's to get the award nominations. It has to be released in theaters. But and I think it'll do very well next award season, next year. But then they decided to put it on certain subscriber-based things and whatnot. It's good. I really liked it. I think some people probably will think it's, like, long, but...
It's probably a couple hours, I assume.
Yeah, a couple hours. Fucking awesome.
It's also a Peter Jackson movie, so it's going to be long.
Yeah, yeah. It's He's not really the king of editing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That guy. And then what do you want to edit out, you know? The old guy saying how he blew his friend's brains out?
Yeah.
Or the old guy talking about how he lost his legs? Or the old guy talking about fucking...
Yeah, you might as well use...
French broad.
Yeah, use all the footage.
You got it, you know. This guy from Columbus. It's Chris from Columbus? Come on now. I get it. All right.
Strangely enough, I'm not a Ginzo either, but Anthony, that I saw that movie in 3D on the 17th of December. They had two limited screenings, and it was just ridiculous in 3D when it went from black and white to color.
Yeah.
But if you want to go much, much deeper, a lot of those interviews came from a series that was on the BBC in the 60s called The Great War. It's like 26 parts. And like I told Garrett, if you watch the whole thing, I would say it would be equivalent to a 200-level history course on the Great War.
Wow.
And they really go, it's like 45 minutes per, no commercials. If you want to waste a good 3 days of your life, start
binging
that. There's a shorter one called the First World War that's only 9 parts that are about an hour each. And I would say that's like 100-level. But... Yeah, it was what really struck me was in the credits how they showed the names of all the guys they had interviewed in all their units and especially the Trench song where they talk about working the French girl's ass like a Maxim gun. That was pretty fantastic. My friends
was that the one Parlez-vous?
Yeah. Tinky Winky Parlez-vous.
Tinky Winky Parlez-vous. They had all these fun songs while their friends were being exploded next to them.
Yeah,
while they were breathing in mustard gas.
Yeah, they get a few hours away from the line, so they go back and fuck a French girl and drink 3 bottles of wine.
Yeah, yeah, and then back to the fucking trench. I remember when they were talking about the gas. They go, this green cloud was rolling in, and... It was gas, and they're trying to put on those gas masks. And then he goes, it was quite effective. I never ran into a bloke who said he was a little bit gassed. was nobody, no one got slightly gassed. Like, oh, it was close. I got a little gas. Like, everyone just got fucking gassed. It's terrible.
The truth of it is, if you were like an officer and taken off the line, you could be sitting in your club get a smoking jacket with a cigar and a brandy the next day. That's how close they were. So guys would write home and have mom send them tins of biscuits or whatever because they were so close. I don't think people realize, you know, one thing about 10 years ago was when we had the veterans, the last of the veterans started dying off.
Right.
So we saw something move from memory to history, and that always struck me.
That's interesting.
And I will live to see... You know, the end of the World War II generation die off too, most likely. But yeah, this is a war a lot of people don't really. Most of the shit that's causing us problems right now are a direct result
of
those fucking Germans escalating things in 1914.
Dude, the whole, like, all of World War II was because of World War I. And all of our history and how Europe was split up. It was all due to World War II, which was directly because of World War I. So, you know, all these things, every day we live our lives and lead our lives and watch politics and whatnot on television, and it all has to do with this shit that we think is so far in the past that it has no effect. But, man, it every day it's affecting us still to this day.
And just because the Kaiser had to prop up some dog-dick Austria-Hungarian empire that was...
Yeah.
On their way down. That was all about protecting what little fucking dignity they had left. And look now, Austria, I mean, Hungary's got some balls, but Austria, you know, That's an entire nation of people who sit down to pee, pretty much.
Again, that was because of the times. It was a glorious thing. You had your allies, and you absolutely went to war for them to show, you know, your loyalty and your honor as a nation. And people, the thoughts of people going off and being killed in a war didn't have the same negative connotations it does today. It was a good thing. It was glorious. And that was the first war that really showed them, like, uh-oh, yeah, maybe this ain't so fucking hot after all.
And a prequel to what happened 30 years hence. It took a big infusion of American boys to set those motherfuckers straight.
Yep.
The PBS did a thing about the U.S.'s involvement in the Great War, and there was something where these British and French commanders are trying to give the Marines advice, the American expeditionary advice, on what they should do. And they're basically like, yeah, shut the fuck up. We're not listening to you. We're going to do things our way. And
they
did take quite a beating. The American and our short involvement, our casualty rate was absolutely hideous, but a lot of that is, you know, due to just, I would say, innate American awesomeness on the battlefield.
Yeah, you're getting, baptism under fire, literally, and, they had been at it for a while already, so by the time we got there, it was like, yeah, shut the fuck up. We're gonna clean this thing up for you. We were in there pretty late toward the end of World War I. A lot of people think we were in there right from the get-go, but no.
The end of 1917.
You know what was odd to me? Now, I play, of course, Battlefield 1, which is the video game, which is just as harrowing and dangerous to play. But I didn't see one sexy blonde girl in a trench coat wielding a weapon out there in no man's land. I just didn't see it. I don't think the game is accurate.
No, you're like more likely to find some haggard French broad with her legs in the air, taking a couple francs per
spreading the clap.
To service these poor Tommies. Well, I don't know if they were called Tommies in the first
Tommies.
World War, but...
Poor Tommies. Yeah, yeah. They had a bunch of cool names for them. All right, hey Chris, thanks, man. Awesome.
Hey, Dave, I'll see you on May 19th at CBUS, my brother.
Awesome, man. Very cool.
Very good, man. Thanks, right. Chris. There he goes. Thank Columbus. You. Columbus. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm one of those. I'm a war buff. What does it take to be a buff?
I think you're a buff of
Jerry
a lot
and George. That's, of course, Jerry and George. I want to be a Civil War buff. What does it take to be a buff? Biff wants to be a buff. Hilarious. Let's see what the fuck. But yeah, that's great. Fucking awesome.
They're trying to signal us.
Oh, what's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, our guest is here. I totally forgot. I'm the worst host ever.
No, you're not.
Patrick Garrity. Come on in, sir.
Well, welcome. He's never been here before.
Yeah, man. Take a seat.
Thanks for having me.
Doing,
I appreciate it, buddy.
Awesome.
Hi.
All goodly.
Good to see you.
See you, brother.
I start rambling about the old days. Oh, me and my friends, 1917. We were having... No, of course not. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me,
man. Dig the shirt. Abso-fucking-lutely.
My favorite guy in Chicago.
I got to sit with him a couple of times before he died.
Rodney?
Yeah, Garrett actually got to smoke some weed with him.
That's what everyone said, but we didn't.
You didn't? Is that a rumor? Is that urban myth?
Someone would always say that to make the story cooler, and then everyone had to go along with the story.
Why don't you just go along with the story?
Garrett's about the truth,
it
man.
It was 19 years ago. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to still sound cool?
So how long did you lie about it?
2 years.
19 years.
No, never met him, but my favorite story about it was like right after Last Comic Standing, the first season, that fan had just won.
Oh, yeah.
And he was coming into the improv, and he got like a huge ovation. He was like, oh, well, thank you. And like Rodney was right behind him. And Rodney. That's so funny.
Oh, that is embarrassing. What happened to Dat Fan?
I think he's maybe around.
He's still doing stuff, yeah.
I consider myself pretty pretty hip to what's going on in the comedy scene, man. I see ads from the biggest clubs to the smallest fucking dives around the country and where comics are playing. I have not seen that guy's name come up in years, like anywhere.
No.
I don't know what he's doing.
I can't remember what club I was at, but he was coming in like a week or two after
really?
I was there. Yep, yep.
All right, a corporate event.
Corporate makes
the
sense.
Ice House, okay. I know the Ice House.
I feel like he'd be a corporate comic. Like yeah. That's where he would land.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might remember him.
Do you like Asian mother voices? Well, you're in luck.
Yeah, that was
45 minutes of shit.
That was his bit. Oh, and then my mother was, oh, gosh, shut the fuck.
Get the fan.
Get
the trash. Wow, that's great.
That was his act.
Yeah.
Still is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it didn't evolve from that.
Right, yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
He doesn't even have 5,000 followers.
Oh,
really? I don't have 5,000 followers. Well, actually, I do have on Facebook, but not on Twitter.
But you didn't win a national televised competition.
I've actually gotten more followers. This is funny. I've actually gotten more followers on Twitter before I even came to the show. Since you guys was like, hey, he's coming on the show, I've gotten more. Then I do, like, at fucking shows, dude. I'm like, can you guys please, like, I literally practically fucking beg people. I'm like, I've entertained them for an hour. I'm like, hey, listen.
Please follow me.
I give this analogy. I'm like, I don't know if you guys have seen Shawshank Redemption, but I'm Andy Dufresne. And I'm crawling through this pipe of shit. I don't know how long it is until I get out. All I know, anytime one of you gives me a like or a follow, it's a little fucking close right now.
Yeah, I haven't popped out the other end yet. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm
still crawling.
How sad would Shawshank Redemption be if Andy Dufresne never made it out of the pipe?
If he died halfway through the pipe.
You just hear Morgan Freeman at the end of the movie is like, and they found Andy's body 3 days later.
Yeah, that's a lot of comics, actually.
He crawled a half a football field through.
Yeah. 15 feet away from freedom.
Turned out in this time, that shit was filled with all sorts of diseases.
He had pink eye, to say the least.
He made it 11 feet.
That would have been funny if he goes to the bank, he's got like terrible pink eye, like when he goes to get the money back.
Yeah, just
all the evidence against the warden was lost in the sewage. He locked down everybody. He beat people even harder. It made it even worse. He was taking a big chance with everybody else's fucking shit.
He was. I'd rather stay in jail than crawl through a mile of shit.
Man.
Well, when the sisters were getting him.
That's
maybe,
true.
Yeah, that would have been a good time to just try to go over the wire.
Yeah, he figured he took enough in the shit pipe, he might as well crawl through one.
Boy, you're all going to pay 20 years from now. I'm going to show you when I escape.
Exactly.
How many ass fuckings can he get?
I
don't know.
Dude, he probably got some shit in his ass.
Yeah.
Like, just from the cuts that were in it from the sisters.
Oh, is it supposed to be ironic that he was tortured by rape and then he literally escaped through a shit pipe?
I think that was it.
Like, that's the irony of the
whole
thing.
It was a metaphor.
He had to take it in his shit pipe and then he uses a shit pipe.
Yeah. That's the whole time he thought. Getting raped. He's like, I bet I could.
Hey, that's an idea. Thank you for this idea.
One day I'll escape.
Yeah.
He's getting railed. He's like, I need a rock hammer.
I know how I'm getting out of here now.
Can I get a rock? Yeah, he thinks of a rock hammer while he's getting his throat hammered.
Yeah. That's what he called the, what's his name? The redhead guy's dick, the rock hammer. Oh, he's got his rock hammer.
Can you come to my cell and fuck
I
my
could
wall?
Be a friend to you. Hard to get. I like that. What a creep he was. He was a tough guy in fucking Aliens.
Yeah, also
in Aliens.
Mickey
Rourke
in Animal Factory when he's the funny guy. There's always the creepy guy who loves prison sex.
loves it.
Lives for it.
He goes to parole. Nah, guys, I'm good. I'm
fine
here.
Yeah. I'm just gonna hang
here.
Please don't
just
let me out.
Someone on the just killed a guy.
Yeah, like, why didn't Brooks should have tried something?
Yeah.
Anything. Just steal something.
I
guess no one's going to miss it.
Yeah. Brooks was here.
Brooks was here, and they did fool you. I was talking about that last time we mentioned the movie, how great a job they did at letting you not quite know he was going to kill himself right until he kicks that stool out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, he's climbing up. Uh-oh, he's going to kill himself. And then you see him start carving his name. It's like, oh, see, I thought he was. What? Brooks shit himself here.
Yeah. And then
shit and pissed himself.
Then that neighborhood just got fucking, you know, whitenized.
Yeah.
Somebody just sanded that out.
And knowing, like, other prisoners are going to be released and go there, can you maybe paint over the Brooks was here before he hung himself there? Yeah, you're like, oh, that's why he's standing up there. He's leaving. He's all dressed nice. So obviously, he's not going to hang himself.
It seems like back in the day, people would dress up for killing themselves.
Yeah, like the theater or an airplane.
Right.
Like or killing yourself.
Yeah, we've really set ourselves back.
Oh, that was the noose. He's got to get the noose around. And his nice shoes.
His fucking...
Oh, Brooks.
His fucking wimpy Popeye shoes.
What'd you do?
That's what they look.
Maybe I'll shoot the manager, sort of like a bonus.
It's actually a pretty good Brooks.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard his voice. That's a pretty good fucking...
I like a good Brooks.
Every voice.
I've watched too many things too many times.
Well, that's a good one,
like a minor bird from when I was a kid.
Yeah, I have to watch things like 100 times again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And then, or you'll try so hard to do an impression, then you'll see someone else do it and be like, oh, okay, now I can do it.
Yeah,
I'll just yeah, it's how it's weird.
What he's doing. Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Originally from the D.C. area. Right? I went to four different high schools, but I grew up around the Beltway, mostly on the Maryland side.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I had family that lived in Maryland. It was real tricky. Like real good area, and then you get some real bad areas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Baltimore.
My my cousin, Jackie, she started dating a black guy. And some of my family, not very, you know, tolerant. They were old school Italians.
I don't believe
it. So, yeah. So they actually, we'd have holidays over at my grandparents' house. And my grandparents and aunts and uncles, they're from a different time. And they'd be like, so is Jackie and Blackie coming this year?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God.
You know, it's funny because my brother, he married, my sister-in-law's black.
Uh-huh.
So when he first, he's been with her since he was 16. So like, he has not been with anybody else. So he first started dating her and we were staying with our grandparents out there at the time. So my grandparents.
Dating it's a black that older girl, generation
like,
is black.
So like they started dating and they're like, and then they eloped and got married and they were like, and then they had a baby and they're like, can we hold it?
Yeah.
like how racist are you going to be? You going to hate a baby?
Yeah, right. You hate a baby?
Yeah.
That pretty much is the bottom line.
Yeah, that's like,
that's the litmus test.
Right.
If you'd be like, ugh, I hate this baby. It's like, you are the best racist I've ever seen.
But even the
really committed to
even the dudes, though, who fucking dragged the girl behind a truck in that fucking movie are still like, they're so cute when they're young.
Oh, God, that's right.
Was it Time to Kill?
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin from the great city of Houston. Where is planet Houston? Kevin, what's up?
What's up, boys?
Hello.
One of the best videos from the animation festival on the other show, Coke Logic did, it was Patrice O'Neill and you and the other one who didn't add anything to the show. But it was when Wesley Snipes was getting sentenced to federal prison.
Oh, fuck. Right. Yeah. That animation festival was amazing.
Fucking best.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Coke Logic. Thanks, man. Coke Logic would, he was this guy. Screen name. Yeah. Look at me.
Well, no, we're talking about Wesley Snipes.
No, we did talk about Wesley. We're gonna
this is
into
so
that.
Good.
He gets 3 years.
Yeah, you can't put Blade away though for 3 years,
which I think
and
is
three federal years.
That's a long time.
Where's he gonna hide in the Congo?
Yeah, where's he going? Here's your first night in prison. You know you got 3 years to go. You're sitting on that nasty bed
and some goofy ass asking you about, hey man, does Woody really smoke that much weed?
Yeah.
Do you really think white men can't jump? And is there a lot of money on that train for real?
And there he is in the joint.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. You believe a man can live in the day and the other ones can't? Right. Tell me, you never really explain that. You never really explain that.
Gotta explain every dumb movie he's ever been in.
No, you ain't so bad without your sword. Oh, damn. And he'd just be like, uh-oh, here it goes. Now I gotta fight. Yeah, you look like you kicked a lot of ass in that movie.
Hey, how come you didn't just get frozen? like Demolition Man?
Well, it was a picture. It was a movie I was making. And
I could get frozen like y'all come back in the year 2322. Cars be flying. You're stupid. stupid, Wesley. Stallone should got frozen like he did in that movie. Come out and beat up the cops because they don't know nothing about what you do. You should have got frozen and came back when there's no such thing as taxes.
I'd have waited until the statute of limitations was up on the tax crap, Wesley. He's right. You is stupid.
How you get caught? Why don't you just go to your blade lair and have Christmas officer hide you? Wait a minute. Nigga, you better not bite me when I'm asleep.
The sad part of this. This is the first 5 minutes of a 3-year sentence.
Yeah, 3-year sentence.
This is just the first 5 minutes.
He being the prison barber, the dude flicks the thing was over there. So what you want? You want the blade cut? Or the demolition man? Dies in prison. That'll be 17 cigarettes for the demolition man and 10 for the blade cut.
And even the guard said, when he comes in, the guard got him.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to jump over the fence like you do in Blade. Yeah.
Everything is one of his movies.
Yeah, they just gotta get on him about that all the time now. He'll just be there like, yeah.
Patrice animation is so funny. That gap in his teeth.
Yeah,
and he just laughing and shit. Oh, yeah, he did a great job animating that. My God.
Dude, Patrice is in a few animations that are just great. Like, Shorty's Watching Shorties.
Yeah, that was always a good
one. Shorty's Watching Shorties was great. And there was another one where Jim Norton, we were talking about chickens and how there is literally the worst chicken holocaust going on a daily basis here. We figured out, or we looked up, how many chickens. Because go anywhere in any deli, any food place, just in a one block area here in New York City, you will see chicken everywhere. Like, chicken's available everywhere, right? Yeah. Do you know how many chickens it? And then the whole city. And now every city and every country. And like, there are billions of chickens being massacred. And I don't give a shit. I'll eat the shit out of chicken. I don't care. It doesn't. I don't feel bad for it. I don't feel. But the sheer numbers alone are amazing to me.
Well, that's why KFC grows their own mutant chicken.
Do they?
Yeah.
Big legs steroids, and fucking steroided out.
Yeah. Like Joe Pitts.
It's like a 70 home runs.
Fucking. Yeah, chickens swinging kettlebells with Joe Rogan. Yeah.
One-handed push-ups with one wing.
One-wing push-up. Yeah, and we were talking about...
Reporters getting pissed off at each other.
Making eye
fucking wing.
They're raping one of them.
We were talking about how stupid chickens are. Like, all these chickens that have died over the course of history, and they get this automated kind of assembly line massacre thing.
Yeah.
And they all just step right in.
They're dumb.
They're so stupid. You got a little piece of that at least?
They just watch the guy in front of them get beheaded and then just...
Yeah, yeah. My fucking... The animation festival thing was so good. Here it is.
What's happening? Why is my head in this contraption with a razor coming up? Uh-oh. Big dopes. Animals are dopes. What do you think's happening, idiots? Stupid sheep. They just hang upside down. And they dip me in something. It looks like hot water. Uh-oh. How dumb are chickens? They just kind of let the guys pick them up by their feet and stick them on a thing. They're like, oh, I guess it's my turn. It's a ride. It's a fun ride called the rip you apart and then boil you alive.
You'd think all that clucking would mean something, that they could cluck a...
Communicate or a strategy to each other.
They could start communicating with that clucking and go, hey, this is not a good scene.
And the chickens are upside down going in a circle and they're getting their feathers removed. They come around and the other chickens see them featherless with no heads. And they're like, wow, this is great. They must be getting new, better feathers. Better, warmer feathers.
They all watch their pals just go off.
They do.
And they follow suit.
And they think it's going to be different for them.
He just goes, well, maybe it's different this time.
They're cutting his throat, but they're just fitting me for a tie. His friend turns around, hey, Murray, my throat is cut. And then Murray's like, well, that's not why I'm here. I have a leg
to go to.
That's so funny. Holy shit, is that good. Oh, that's the animal kill clock. So chickens,
holy fuck.
The annual U.S. animal death stat.
What is that?
There's 9,050,700,000 chickens a year.
This year? Is that already for this? We're only in the third month. We're only in March? Are you serious?
I think that's annually.
Yeah, but...
That's how many...
Look at them scrimps, though.
The shellfish just get massacred.
Dude, the scrimps and the lobsters.
And, yeah, what a, pigs are 121 million. So I guess, what is fish? Yeah, 3 billion.
Cattle's going to be less just based on amount you can use.
Like chickens. I could see shellfish. You could sit there and peel and fucking eat like a dozen shrimp in a minute. It doesn't matter. Imagine having to pluck and fucking cook a chicken as quick as you could pop a shrimp in your mouth.
You mean peel and eat shrimp at Red Lobster?
Yeah. I hate those things.
Should be.
Oh, there's fucking little legs all over your fingers.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah, it really is.
Shit pipe. You gotta like.
Yeah, the shit pipe. You gotta take out the Andy Dufresne shit pipe.
Yeah, it's like, I'm paying for it. Bring it to me without the fucking tail.
Yeah. Why don't you bring a raw steak and some coal? I'll cook the fucking thing. Yeah.
They do that at Black Rock.
Yeah, don't they have like a.
Yeah. What an
Korean thing I think it is.
It's fucking stupid.
Korean barbecue, they give you meat and you gotta slap it on some hot thing in the middle of your table.
You cook it. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'm not waiting in line.
That's actually the guy's name that works
not
with
your
chef. Fuck you.
But it's like, I'm not your
that
chef.
That old gag. I'm not a chef. Fuck you. Yes!
That's great. You get up and you bring it to the cook and then you kinda cook it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
No, I
what
sit
if it's
there.
All you can eat shrimp? But you have to peel it.
That's always sucks.
Well, yeah, it's all you can eat because you're going to give up. They're like, go ahead. Enjoy your fucking, enjoy your carpal tunnel shrimp.
And they're so small. Our signature popcorn shrimp. Is that what they're giving at Jake's fucking, Jake's 58 or whatever it's called? Does the chef go, with this peel and eat shrimp? Oh, I love that. Sometimes I'll think of that commercial and just start laughing by myself. It's the funniest fucking thing. Jake's with chicken fingers? Yeah.
Do you like garbage?
The chef is holding it like it's the greatest meal ever prepared.
Garbage food
in any entertainment complex ever.
Garbage food for garbage
here
people.
It is, Jake's. Here is he. Where's the chef? Look at how he presents fish sticks. The fucking filet of fish sticks.
Wait till the end. It's amazing. See, they show this.
Look at he's got like chicken fingers or something. The way the head nod. Just watch the head nod. He's like, huh? Temporary Bistro
58. You know what it reminds me? It reminds me of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when they don't have any money and he has to get a hotel room with a watch.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is worth it. But he goes, yeah. And he goes, Casio.
Yeah.
like John Candy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy's like presenting this shit like it's fucking like he's at the Bellagio. Oh my God! Like it's slot machines at exit 58.
Like it should say also part of our kids menu. This fucking dog shit.
He's trying to kick the Happy Meal box. A box of fucking Swanson TV
chicken
dinner.
Wings.
Asshole. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, it feels like there should be a chef behind him. That's
Blueberry. Do you know how long that will take? I want an equal amount of blueberries in each fucking muffin.
I want.
You know, realize how long that will take.
Fucking scene.
Realize how long that will take. I don't care.
He's looking at his blueberry. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, he gets all agitated. Agitated.
Like, and they were talking about something completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately changes the subject.
Ran him off the rails. There is a story here about the TSA. TSA every so often gets, we get video from people, their parents or a relative or something. They record the TSA agent doing a body search on somebody. Now, I guess most of these I've seen over the years I've been flying don't look bad. They're whatever. You go through the scanner. For some reason, they'll pull someone out and go, all right, you. Now, I can understand. I would do some profiling. I think after 9/11, even though, you know, that's been, as long as it's been since Garrett smoked pot with Rodney.
Yeah, that's
19
true.
19 years or so.
and the coincidence, neither of those really happened.
And it never really happened.
Both a conspiracy. And
somehow Cheney was involved. So after 9/11, I would profile a little more. Profiling is a scientific thing. It's don't take it so personally. But there are certain people that are more apt to do things based statistically. But I get it. We live in a free nation. We got to be nice. I get that. But this is fucking ridiculous.
Same
There's profile. Literally a fucking kid It looks like, what was that, old Americana painter? What was that, the kid at the doctor's
office? Oh, Norman Rockwell?
Norman
Rockwell.
Yeah. The kid looks like they ripped him out of a Norman Rockwell painting. This boy. I mean, the last person you'd suspect of anything. This TSA agent goes over him like fucking Michael Jackson. He cannot keep his hands off him. He checks his inner thigh and crotch area multiple times and his waistband. The kid is wearing, get this, shorts and a T-shirt. That's it.
So there's nothing to hide.
There's nothing even that he could be hiding under that. But the guy goes over every part of this boy. Ooh. So get your cocks out now if you want
to. Open up that
watch
jelly.
It's terrible. Look, well, where is this kid? What is he doing?
Is this the same guy?
I don't know, but he looks like a fucking creep.
Yeah.
This guy just looks like a creep. And now he's, I guess, like, explaining. I'm going to be molesting you.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I wear bigger pants to conceal my erection.
How big's your dick? All right. He literally, no socks. I mean,
looks like Beatty or from Deliverance.
Oh, my God.
Like
Ned Beatty.
Holy Beatty, yeah. Fuck.
I'm going to ask you to bend over and squeal like a pig.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Come on, young man.
Do that.
Wee.
Have I told you your son has a purty mouth?
Is any of this making you uncomfortable? I'll keep going until it does.
I need you to stand.
Now he's checking his waistband.
I need you to get in the cross position. I want to see if you have abs like Christ.
Now look. He's running his hand over his ass.
Dude, that's fucking wrong.
And it's not even near over yet.
This.
Now spread your legs more. Look, right up into his crotch. What is he smuggling in his little ball bag?
Dude, this is.
I almost want this kid to be a terrorist just because.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. The knife.
Stick of dynamite.
Yeah. The detonator right now.
What do you got there, kid? A stick of dynamite?
Yeah. Yeah, just go all out Wile E. Coyote on this dude.
Check this already.
I just want to see if there's a mirror in your pocket. Because I can see myself in your pants.
It's a T-shirt!
Dude.
Look, again with the waistband.
Dude.
He's running through his waistband again. And he goes under his fucking balls
again.
Dude,
if I was
I would have been like, okay, you're good, kid.
If it was my son, I would have walked up 2 minutes ago and been like, that's enough.
He touched his cock right there.
Hey,
now again, look, he's up in his... What are you looking for?
Yeah.
It's shorts.
Somebody needs to search this guy's basement.
Yes, they do.
Oh, no shit. All right, I'm done.
No, I'm not. Yeah. And he comes
just look,
back.
There's pre-cum all over his pants.
Oh, yeah, just a fucking rod.
All of a sudden, he takes off one glove and just licks it.
That is unbelievably inappropriate.
He should be fired immediately.
Immediately. That is, what was the use in that? Did you feel more secure as a flyer in this country, seeing that and go, well, at least I know now a fucking 12, 13-year-old boy isn't smuggling dynamite on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Thank God that the white teenage boy.
Yeah. Statistically, you know, I don't know. Maybe when he's a little older, he might shoot up someplace, gathering spot.
Look,
but
I get if you want to search him thoroughly if it's a high school lunchroom.
Right, there you go.
It's a plane.
Right,
it's a plane. They usually keep their fucking cool on a plane.
Again, I'm all for profiling. You want to look at the white kid in the cafeteria.
Right, metal detectors at the cafeteria door. Only the white kids go through. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I get
it. But the plane?
I don't know if you guys saw the meme. It was a guy in TSA, and he was wearing a shirt that says, it's not gay, it's TSA, while he's getting searched. And his wife is like, don't wear the shirt. He's like, this is why I bought it, Karen.
You know, it's just like, right. Like, oh, dude, I'm wearing this next time.
Dude, exactly. I was like, man.
That is
so funny, man. This guy, he's like smirking while he's getting searched. It was super funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's not gay, it's TSA. And there's a caption.
And you know they pulled him aside.
That's exactly it. It's funny. But the caption is like, please don't wear that shirt. He's like, this is why I bought it.
Yeah. Like, really? You're going to wear that shirt? Now we're fucking searching.
That doesn't look like a guy you'd fuck with either.
Right?
It's the kind of guy who can wear it through there.
He's fine. I would profile him at maybe, let's say, a trailer park that was selling meth.
Yeah, or if you were worried, or if
Dimebag
Daryl could be shot again.
Right. Then you profile this guy. I don't know. There's another video going around today. There's a guy that showed up at the memorial for the New Zealand massacre victims, and he was wearing a MAGA hat. It was in Canada, which is so much more tolerant than even the United States. So he's wearing a MAGA hat. He shows up at this thing. I don't know. Is he inciting people? Is he trying to fucking get a rise out of people? Is he pissing people off? Maybe. Probably, if you're wearing that. But that doesn't mean you then berate him and knock the hat off his head and stuff. People just resort to physicality so quickly.
But it's not a Klan hood.
Yeah. It's a hat.
Get out of here right now!
She really sets a channel.
And again, everyone here is wrong.
Yeah. And the whole room's wrong.
Like, I just hate it's both sides.
Yeah.
Everybody's an asshole.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's like, don't show up because you know, like, you're being a dick, kinda. He's not just wearing a hat anywhere. I think he's doing it to be kind of a dick.
Yeah, you know, if it's gonna,
but he has the right to wear it.
Trigger these people.
It's like, yeah, sparkler. It's like, ah.
Right. If I didn't think it would get me literally just punched in the face on the subway, I would wear one just to see people's reactions. I would like to see like the faces you get. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, I honestly.
But you'd get that all of a sudden. You're standing there and bam, blindside punch.
I'm thinking about going to the Wings Rangers game tonight, and I have a red Wings hat, and I debated wearing it, and I'm like, I don't want to walk around in a red hat.
Even a red hat from the back. Right, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I
love hockey, dude. Like, yeah. I'm a Cavs fan. Same thing. Like, I got to go with the blue hat. Then.
Yeah, see?
It's just a red hat. Worth the bullshit.
A red hat can get you beat up. It's nuts.
Which makes sense if you're in a blue hat neighborhood, but other than that,
yeah.
This is like a San Francisco stabbed LA Dodgers guy.
Some fucking Raiders fan is going around with a fucking blackened.
You expect him to stand
around like, what's that?
The guy with the spiked shoulder pads, you know? Like.
But then again, they're supposed to be nonviolent. They immediately start chanting and then knocking the hat off.
There's no tolerance. There's no, like, patience or no dialogue. It's
worse
instantly,
is like.
It's like what Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Even worse than it is, like, the extremes of both sides are just impervious to logic and facts.
No,
like,
it's all just
like, the fuck?
It's crazy. The only difference I see is that the left, they just seem more emotionally invested in everything. Like, I don't see people on the right getting emotional about things.
No.
I see them saying, I want certain things, and some of those things are ridiculous. I get it. But there's this, just that. Like, you wouldn't see somebody walking around with an Obama hat and someone on the right going, yeah, get the fuck out, and flipping the hat off his head. It just never happened.
Well, that's why they have to bring up, like, the red hats like the Klan, which is violence from fucking 50 years
ago. Right,
right.
There has to be justification to knock the hat off his head.
Right.
Because if they're not attacking you or touching you, being physical, you need some reason that you can be physical with them. So you reach back 200 years, 150 years.
Dave and I, like, even traveling around doing comedy, like, it's like, sometimes people come to comedy because they're, like, looking to be offended. I had an open micer get on my shit because I did an accent in one of my jokes. And she is, like, an open micer. And she's talking to me, like, and I didn't ask for her advice. She just came up and was like,
you need it.
I go, oh, yeah. I go, oh, are we giving each other advice now? I was like, thank you. Here's some of mine. We're not fucking peers.
Yeah.
I was like, when was the last time you fucking drove through a desert for 8 hours with a check engine light on? Oh, never? Right. Then get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. Oh, an open mic or giving you
I did. My blood was boiling. I was just like, get the fuck away from me.
That's how it is, though.
Them now.
Dude, because there's, and it's that,
you know, you shouldn't do that accent with the thing.
I'll go, oh, how, you know, I was doing a Japanese accent in one of my jokes. Yeah. And it's like, and then Angela Johnson does this whole thing with the nail that made her famous doing a nail salon bit. I'm like, oh, right. Because, yeah, does it, like, come on now.
Yeah, there's so many double standards. There's, we were just talking about that also, the fact that you can't do an Asian accent, albeit, you know, it could be the most accurate accent. I've heard Asian people.
Right.
I think I do some impressions, and I know the inflections and stuff, but you're not allowed to do it. That's racist. But you could be like, oh, would you like, look at me. My name is Henri.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a racist doing a Frenchman or a German accent.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's been in movies. It's been, you could, commercials. They could, But the second you go, ooh, hey, wait a minute, what was that? I heard you. Yeah, it's a double standard. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
People just sound different from different cultures. It's all it is.
Why can't you do that, see it, present it, without it being this hateful thing?
What made me feel good, too, is because I just drove up from Green. I had to drive from Greensboro to Maryland, and then from Maryland to here today. And then when I was at the Greensboro after the show, this woman who's come to my shows a couple times, she's like, oh, you didn't do the Ninja Bear, because I call it the bit with the Japanese. She's like, oh, that's one of my favorite jokes. I'm like, good.
That
it is. Yeah. It was like, it made me like vindicated. I was like, good.
You're not looking to be bothered or trying to, like, that's a problem now, is like we're talking about with open micers and stuff. Like, you want to put out this social justice warrior attitude and be a comic who tells people what they can't say.
Yeah.
And that is so fucked up to me. It goes against every single thing.
Like the last bastion of free speech when you're up there. Like, yes. I get it. I might not be your cup of tea, but telling me I'm not your cup of tea isn't going to make me change my flavor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Day. You want something else? Go get something else.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching even David Cross special, and somebody on the right walked out, and he made a point where he's like, look, I don't care. It's just like, Google me. And that's how I feel when I'm on stage. It's like, dude, it's 2019.
Yeah.
You could have watched 80 videos of me before you chose to come to my show.
Right.
You're not just walking in.
Yeah, exactly. No, when you go see a movie, nobody just goes, movie! And just walks
in. I'm going to see movie. Just movie. And you sit down and go, this fucking sucks. I'm leaving. Fuck this movie. It sucks. It's like, no, you just don't like it.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe everyone else does. No, that's impossible. I know everything.
You know what? I'd rather somebody walk out of a show than interrupt the show.
Start
yelling out their opinion like some people do. I'm like, I respect somebody. I was like, good, fucking leave.
Yeah, it's fine.
I appreciate you.
You don't have to like me. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's a table full of drunk whores that you can
Who want to, well, they want to stay to attention. Ruin the show.
You guys must love it when right up front the bachelorette party tiara girl sits down and, did you get it, chicken fingers?
This is what I'm...
And then the waiter comes over.
One of my favorite bachelorette stories is that I was doing a show in Pittsburgh, and the way it was set up, it was like, I use the term bachelorette party loosely because they're like, and they're almost 60 years old, these fucking bitches. So I was like, 25% of the crowd was like black, and they were sitting up front, except for these three white bitches, and then the rest of the crowd was mixed up. So I'm on stage doing my thing.
So the crowd hates their guts.
They're already talking. They won't even look up. I'm like 10 minutes into my set, and they haven't even looked up fucking once, and they're just talking. So finally, I just stop and I stare at them. And this black dude looks at me, looks at her, looks at me. And he's like, "Oh, he about to rip this bitch up." As soon as he says that, she looks up at me. I go, "Hey, am I interrupting you guys?"
Yeah.
And she goes, "Oh, a little bit." And I go, "Oh, I don't know if you know, but you're interrupting all this shit with the lights." Yeah. And she goes, "Oh, my friend's getting married." I go, "I get that. And I probably wasn't your first choice. I'm sure you guys went to one of those male review places, but you got kicked out because nobody can maintain a hard-on with you ugly cunts in the room." And then her friend goes,
brutal.
Her friend's like, that's too much. I go, "Oh, are you upset? Are you going to file a complaint with my human resources department?" I go, "What's up? I'm human resources. You want to talk to the CEO? Still me, bitch." Dude, it felt so good, dude. Like, I had more high fives from black people than I had my entire life.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Learned a new handshake.
Dude, I had two of them. You know, like, this black chick came out, and she was like, "I want to tell that bitch to shut the fuck up for like 15 minutes, but I wouldn't be the loud black bitch." I was like, "You would have been a fucking hero. You should have done it."
They don't fucking think that, like, anyone else is doing it. They're the most important people on the face of the earth, and like that. And that's usually their first answer is like, "No, we're having a this. She's getting married."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that should negate everybody else's night and time and
so, bitch, I slept in my car to be here. I've been looking forward to this all week, you piece of shit.
Like making a living. Yeah.
No, I don't do comedy for a living. I fucking live to do this. And you're shitting all over my existence to be here.
I saw your dick straw. I guess. I saw your dumb confetti.
It's a special moment for you.
Penis confetti. Yeah.
Drinking out of your dick straw and woo-wooing the whole way in.
I hope you celebrate your honeymoon by finding a lump, you were.
Corey. And that's either from Los Angeles or Louisiana. Oh, yeah.
It's from country Los Angeles.
L.A. What's up, Corey?
Hey, I tweeted Dave a video yesterday of this lady who was bitching on a plane at a guy who was a Trump supporter. And then she ends up getting kicked off the plane herself, her and her husband, which I thought was the funniest shit ever.
So she was bitching about some guy in a MAGA hat, and she wound up getting kicked off the plane. Oh, look at that, a little basketball.
Well,
all right.
Saying, I'm not saying he had a MAGA hat.
Oh, hold on. We're watching it now. Thanks, Corey. So they're being kicked off because of that guy? Oh, she looks pretty cunty. Matter of fact.
Man, we're waiting on you.
Please debark. Oh, the popo. And a rousing round of applause. Shut up there, AJ Soprano, and fucking just chill.
You're buying drinks.
How was your flight? I got slow clapped off it like an 80s movie.
Yeah. What's the story behind that?
She apparently asked him, who was a pro-Trump guy, if he was in the area to support or protest Trump.
Oh.
So she's asking.
A reasonable psychotic question.
Right. Like if this guy's probably listening to his headphones, like you're engaging him and then shitting on him because he gives you the answer you didn't like.
Like what fucking, first of all, what business is it of hers? Secondly,
what's your blood type?
Like, yeah, you're sitting next to a stranger on a plane. Why would you ask them anything?
Yeah.
Why would you ask that person anything as far as what they're doing? Oh, God, people.
And then he said, I came here to celebrate democracy. I guess this was after the inauguration.
Oh.
And she starts going, you put a crazed man in charge of the nuclear codes. You should be ashamed. And
oh, my God. Ironically, she was stepping off of a 737 MAX 8, and it plummeted, and she was the only one that lived because they kicked her off. One of those irony stories. No. Course.
I'm sure she changed his mind too. I'm sure that
that'll always do it. Yeah. A fucking bitch like that is going to change your mind. You know, you're right. I've been wrong this whole time, and it took you to be cunty with me.
Right, yeah.
Me to finally realize
my political views were so standard. But then I met this cunt on the plane, and then she really got to me. She really fucking explained it.
There are certain women that she has got that look like she should be in the jungle somewhere, like photographing gorillas. Like, that's good. For her, that should be it. Anything else, interacting with actual human beings, you go fuck yourself with her little short gray haircut. Yuck.
I
can't. I just can't anymore. Oh, it used to last at least through the week before I get completely disgusted with humanity. I come into Penn Monday, I'm disgusted. But then I'm like, all right, I got used to it. Now, I need fucking...
You have one block, unless you walk in from
one block of fucking New York City. And I'm infuriated by it. I wish there was something I could do to just make myself feel better and kind of interested in something else and maybe even make a little money. Oh, March Madness is upon us, you say?
What?
Well, of course it is. If you're looking for a place to make the tournament even better, then head over to BetDSI.com and enter one of the million. Oh, no, it's the $1 million bracket contest. Oh, man, righteous bucks. At BetDSI, you're going to get all of the March Madness action in just one spot. You can use BetDSI's live streaming platform to watch all the madness and even wager on the action throughout the entire game till the final whistle. And if you get double your money, you'll get, 100% match? On your deposit? How do they afford to do that? I don't know. I don't care. But they're going to do it. Use the code Kumia. What? MM? What?
For March Madness.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
It was like, use the code Kumia.
Go like candy?
Kumia MM. Kumia and then March Madness. MM. Kumia MM. That's the code. If you're looking to add some excitement to the tournament, then make BetDSI.com your tournament partner. Hey, partner. Hey, partner. What's up, partner? Not only has BetDSI been supporting our great show here for a long time, but they've been paying winners for 20 years and are the top rated on review sites. BetDSI offers options on everything. March Madness, NFL, NBA, NHL, UFC, all of the major sports, politics, reality TV, esports, you name it. And BetDSI's probably got odds on it. Do they have odds on who's going to die next on that Love Island thing? You see that reality show? It's like Love Island or not Pleasure Island. It's one of those island couple dating shows. And like four people have dropped dead. They killed themselves.
Love Island, you're right, yeah.
Love Island.
Love Island. Because I know there's another one, like X Island or some shit.
Yeah. They like take people from another show and then throw them onto an island.
And they're killing themselves?
And they kill themselves.
Four people have died on this thing?
Yeah. Like drug overdose, suicide.
I wish the stars of all reality shows would.
Oh my God!
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's this a weird mass suicide among like.
Oh, what I love to
Real
see
Housewives
that.
Who gives a fuck.
Jonestown. A Jonestown reboot.
Yeah, just starting.
They all go down to Jonestown in Guyana and drink poison Kool-Aid.
Did you hear about the horses in California? Too?
Yeah.
26 horses have died since the beginning of the year at this one racetrack.
Right.
Happening.
And they
it's
don't know
fucking
why.
Ralphie. Ralphie, it's a fucking horse, Tony.
They don't know what's killing them?
No, and usually, like, over 20 years, they've killed two or something.
Maybe
last...
running under fucking, with drugs stuck in them till they drop dead on the track. Maybe they're not meant to run 1,000 miles an hour.
They're probably just ODing right and left. They're like, I don't know, must be some flu. Yeah.
It's fentanyl.
Everybody talks shit about when Michael Vick had dog fighting, but they're like, no, let's race these horses. Which one's the fastest? Let's see if fucking sprint it out till it dies.
They finally figured out how much dope
it broke its ankle.
Snort with those fucking nostrils.
Imagine.
Oh. That's somebody you don't want to see come over to your Coke party.
Oh, fuck
it's
no.
A horse. Get the fuck out of here.
I was already mad there were Jews here.
Not only that, he's got the big fucking thing, but even the little bit that you have to, even the little bit you have to rub on your teeth if you're a horse. Dumb hoof. He's got a shitload of teeth, his fucking big Coke sucking nostrils. Bastard horses taking all my blow. Check it out. New members get 100% bonus match using promo code KumiaMM. That's more than double your money to start winning today. If you want to add some excitement to the sports you love and any other sport, then check out BetDSI.com. Use the promo code KumiaMM and get this limited time offer. 100% bonus offer and a Sosa rookie card. Extra cash. Bubba's wheezing over in the corner. Free $1 million contest entry just for signing up. And you get a 100% bonus match on your first deposit up to $1,000, $1,000, one large. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI.com. Thank you, BetDSI. We love our sponsors. Other shit going on. Oh, my God. We've talked about the drag queens showing up at kindergarten classes and libraries, apartment, Jim Norton's everywhere with Jim. But now, like it always goes too far. Everything goes too far. It doesn't matter what your little position is in life or your group, your organization. They start out with reasonable requests to be treated like a fucking human being. That's not crazy to ask of anybody. Just treat me like a regular person. If you want to dress like a girl and you're a guy, and vice versa, I don't care.
Just an average everyday Joe with a sliced in half penis made into a pussy.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. A little tolerance. Yeah.
Well, now they have the 11-year-old drag queen.
11-year-old. Like,
yeah, he's changing the world. I'm like, no, he's not.
No, he's actually not.
Yeah.
It always starts out on that like platform of just respect and, you know, tolerate and whatever. Then they build this pyramid of fucking debauchery that gets topped off with some of the sickest shit you could fucking imagine. And if you criticize that, then they say you're criticizing this, which was the initial base of just respect me. Treat me like a human. It's like, but no, this is fucking crazy. Oh, what? I can't be a person? No, you can't call me out on saying this is sick with this. It's a pyramid. You get it? Anyway, there's this drag queens. They were going into kindergarten classes, libraries, and discussing how sometimes men dress as women and this whole thing. And parents were kind of getting pissed that they weren't informed. And other parents say it's great. Well, now it's gotten to the point where this is a quick video, but a drag queen is shaking his ass in this class, this library, on all fours, gets up, and now the children are given money, I guess, by their parents to come over and give them money.
Are
like
you serious?
In a fucking
what? That, the fuck?
Now we're at the top of the pyramid. Now you can't say I'm bashing drag queens and saying they shouldn't have respect.
Roll this
the
video.
Base of the pyramid. So let's take a look at this.
Oh my God. Is this the Bozo show? He's like, this yeah. There's a crisp $100 bill. Dude.
Dude, this isn't the thing to do.
And it's, I love the music with it too. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, ding, 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 boop, boop, boop. When, it's probably, when the real music in there's probably like, from the window to the wall.
Just ass and titties.
Ass and titties.
And then, one of those money guns that just shoots. Yeah.
I love how they put, you know, by the way, this is Representative Sheila Jackson Lee's district. That
look
is.
That thing.
Why would you let kids?
I felt more comfortable with the TSA guy molesting the kid. Honestly,
I did. Yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
can we go back to that? I felt more.
He should have slipped the kid $1.
yeah.
See if he did. That.
If I should, I watch the way he did. I made $20.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, they had this guy come in, and he had like this electric harp. And it was like this cool fucking thing. He put on this whole demonstration. I was like, this is awesome. If I fucking saw that, I'm like, if I told my parents, what'd you do in school today? Let's fucking.
They would get pissed if, like, the teacher talked about condoms in class without permission slips going out and parental permission. And they'd drag everyone. They'd separate the boys and the girls. They'd put them in different rooms. The health teacher or the gym teacher's respective female. Who was, you know, always a little, you never know.
Well, yeah.
The male gym teacher would then instruct the kids on the basics of sexuality. And that was it. And sometimes the parents had a problem with that. Now that's going on? She's giving dollars to fucking drag queens?
Yeah, it really was just a slideshow of STDs. That's all.
That was pretty much it. Here's what you get. The gym teacher's like, all right, settle down. You know I have to do this.
All right, here's a banana. There's a condom on it. This is herpes. This is gonorrhea.
Wazinski, shut the fuck up or you're off the team.
We
need you making jokes about this. Let's get through this as quickly as possible.
Now, this pic I took myself of my dick. It was during NAM.
Now, what is on it? It's called a shanker. This is what venereal disease looks like when you're sticking it in some of those filthy slopes down in the neck.
We used to call it tag it and bag it. But
right.
That meant put one on your cock so you didn't catch none of that disease. I got the clap real bad. Went blind in my right eye.
You know, some of the Kong would stick razor blades up there.
Yeah. Now, this is fucking AIDS.
Yeah.
If any of you guys keep up with that ass play, you're going to die of it.
And in the fucking girls' gym, they're talking about love.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Shit, like nonsense like that.
Yeah, in our room, they're just like, this is how you put on a condom.
Yeah, just bag it and fucking whatever you're.
They're going over pickup lines.
It's really crazy. The people, when I was in school, fuck. The people that would come in, it was cops. Cops were always coming in with
firefighters.
Drugs. Firefighters. Cops would come in with a case of drugs. I remember that.
Dude, I don't get
years ago, Howard talking about it on his show, and I was like, yes, they used to do this on Long Island. A cop would come in with this beautiful showcase. They made up this wood frame and velvet background and glass over it, and then they'd have pills and a joint, and it would have little labels like what this is an upper, this is a downer, here's a goof ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, here's a bag I got off a pimp I put in a fucking hospital.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, someday they might put cameras on us. Until then, you know, I'll beat these fucks into submission.
Just blood on everybody.
Yeah. The nightsticks were fucking ink.
I clubbed out a streetwalker for not giving me a freebie. Here's a bag of crack.
So I'm giving this guy a Motorola shampoo. Got a camera in sight.
Dude, but if I walked into my son's school and watched that go on,
yeah.
I would be like, okay, so Do they know every math problem? Have they read every book?
There you
do
go.
Do they
that's
know every letter? Can he name every state?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is he learning here?
Until the grades overall in the school
the
go
fucking,
up.
She pulls off her pants and, like, the capitals of all the fucking states are on
oh,
it.
Oh, you're smart ass. She's like, well, if you want to watch my friend blow a map of Hawaii on my
it's actually, they're completely learning.
Here comes Honolulu.
Yeah, here it is. Let me just tap out the fucking.
Oh, look at that.
Some of the new volcanic activity that's been happening. It really is twisted. You're right.
Well, why
they don't know shit. They're not learning. Like, civics has just been thrown away. You talk to anybody that's leaving high school, going into college, they know nothing about the government that they seem to want to
Civil
argue
rights
every day.
Should be a fucking class. Like, yeah, yeah. I would like to know how to not get the shit kicked out of me if I get put, you know, like,
there you go.
Like, can they search my car? What is going
right,
on?
Right, right.
Why don't you learn about,
expert.
Yeah, why don't you learn about Martin Luther King's speech before fucking Shinola the drag queen comes walking in and is fucking shaking her ass off?
All I can think about is that episode of South Park where Mr. Garrison gets a sex change, so he's just walking around with tits, but he's still got the male pattern baldness. He's like, I'm trying to get my pussy pounded, ladies. It's like, I'm going to get my period. Like, you can't get your period, not a woman. What the fuck you saying?
It's correct.
I'm just some guy walking around with mutilated genitalia? Like, basically.
Yeah, what do you want us to tell you?
That's all it is. But it's like, look, I understand you tolerate people, but why should I tolerate sexualizing children?
Yeah.
That's
like, the 10-year-old drag queen kid. And I'm like, and it's just like all over the end. I'm like, he should be playing hide go seek, man.
There's no room for that.
It's not even that you're a drag queen. You're an adult. If there was a stripper in here doing that, I would be equally, well, I'd be slightly less, but equally bothered.
They're literally giving money for a young boy dressed like a girl to be provocative and sexual.
That's wrong.
That's it. And there's no amount of how you explain it that's going to make people tolerant of that.
Right.
It's just not right. Salon has been putting out articles over the past couple of years about pedophilia and how it's just another sexual choice.
That's
like
disgusting.
It's not something it's not a sickness. It's not, it's another, somebody finds a child attractive. How is that any different than fetishes or anything else? So why should it be looked down upon and criminalized? They're actually trying to pump this shit out.
Like NAMBLA, the fucking.
Yeah, yeah, guy. NAMBLA.
North American Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
South Park. Great.
That is a real organization. And it's like, I tell you what, you do have the right to make that choice.
Have the right to exist.
And then, I was like, glad you guys made an organization so we can point you out. You got a laminated fucking.
And now
little,
we can put you on that chicken belt and watch you. You should be fucking. You should, if you have that thought, you should be fucking euthanized.
That's why Thanos shouldn't fucking kill people randomly with the snap of the fingers. It should be like, start off with flat earthers, then go to NAMBLA and like clean it out from that way, you know?
How that organization is able to exist is beyond me.
You mean just renting a hall?
It's not, yeah.
What are you calling a Holiday Inn?
NAMBLA.
Well, it's...
You start setting up the banner and there's the person that rented the hall to you going... oh, no way.
The dude at Whole Foods is making your little boy-shaped cake.
Yeah.
TSA guys fucking running the whole day. Yeah.
It's such a cute cake. What is it, a birthday party?
All the hors d'oeuvres is just a baby carrot with two olives on it.
Oh, shit. Just disgusting. Here's a little thing from, we got Mike from Boston. What's up, Mike?
What's up, man? You know, so I guess, you know how they do the drag time story hour where they bring the fucking trannies into the libraries? In Houston, they had a 32-year-old registered sex offender participate for children. Oh, and this sex offender was arrested for sexual assault of an 8-year-old in 2009.
What?
And they had this fucking tranny twerking in a fucking library.
Wouldn't you think you would vet these people more than you
right,
vet
yeah, isn't
anyone
that,
else?
Didn't he just break some kind of thing? Like, is he not allowed within a school? Like,
not even
on the parking lot. He's in the library?
Right.
Apologizes.
Yeah, you know whose district it was? It's that black lady with the fucking cinnamon Danish around her head. For Houston, Sheila Jackson.
Yeah, Sheila Jackson.
Yeah,
Houston
it's for
Library.
It's
I apologize. Fucking love, not Sodom and Gomorrah was meant as a warning, not a role model for society.
Again, I hate everyone involved in this, but I do hate the... how is that gay, though? That's what I don't understand. Like, why are you backing that?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no... It has nothing to do with being gay.
If you're gay.
Gay
and, you know, you want to be treated as a person, which, like I said before, absolutely, obviously... But why then are you backing that?
A sex offender twerking in a library. Don't you fucking
realize? At least wait like for the seniors to have that. Like at least they're like 18.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like let that
happen. Like a bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, like fucking these kids are like fucking. I was looking at Reading Rainbow when I was that age. You know.
Yeah, yeah. What were you doing? Right. Right, yeah, learning about things like science.
Let the jocks beat it to death.
Look, here comes the football team to sit in on the reading, the drag queen reading. Oh, we're getting a new lesson today.
Here's what I don't understand either. Okay, you want to have the reading hour. Why are you twerking? It's a library.
Yeah, yeah. It's a library. You're not reading.
In my day, like, you barely got away with, you know, smoking pot.
She's like talking out of her ass like Ace Ventura. Just like reading a book.
Why are the children giving him money? I'm not going to say her, I swear. Giving him money. Why is that
That's
happening?
What I don't get. Yeah, it's like if you see somebody dancing provocatively, you should automatically hand them cash. What
you
a good lesson.
You think that should go, you think that has the same merit and should get the same tolerance and respect as a gay couple wanting to rent an apartment and the landlord saying, yeah, fuck you, you queers. You ain't kinda, like one goes hand in hand with the other. It makes no sense.
That's what I don't get. It's not the same umbrella. Like, it's not even the same umbrella as being transgender.
No.
Going to a library and behaving like that is just a shitty thing to do.
I think it's done for the same reason some of the guys wear the MAGA hat and go to an event. It's
agreed.
Meant to fucking piss people off.
Yep.
Right, and it's what is it? There's
you can't criticize it. If you went up and smacked that person's wig off their head and said, get the fuck out, you would be charged with a hate crime.
That's true.
Like, they could do it with the MAGA hat guy, even though the intention, I think, is the same, to fucking shake shit up and piss people off.
Like, I think it was this one girl, she's making a video, she goes, oftentimes I'm asked if I'm a boy or a girl, and my simple answer is no, which is followed by a, huh? I'm like, yeah, because that's not a way to answer that.
No, because that's a ridiculous
Because it's like
way
a non-binary way. I'm like, you're being a fucking asshole because you're not interesting. So you're trying to make your fucking genitalia the most interesting thing about you because you fucking suck as a human.
That's what they do.
Tell me some music I never heard before. Fucking read a book that I've never heard of.
It's
like,
the easiest way to make yourself an interesting conversation piece. Yeah,
and that's all you want to talk about? That's boring as fuck to me. Like,
being a cunt. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's like, look, you just want to be offended. Like, I'm neither. No, you are.
Yeah.
Non-binary. What the fuck is that? No, I'm not calling you non-binary.
Well, we're being a little intolerant here. I think it's time to mend some fences and promote Amy Schumer's new Netflix special.
Oh, boy.
Now, I know you comics. I obviously know Dave very well.
I don't know Amy personally.
I don't know you or your ties to Amy. I used to be very close with Amy. Now, a little too political, I'm sure she's still a very nice person. But I know some people still don't want to say anything because she might put them in a movie or something.
I enjoyed Trainwreck.
But I thought Trainwreck was funny.
Oh, I was referring to her picture or
something. Oh, see, I thought...
No, I'm kidding. The movie. I enjoyed the movie.
Tell was fucking hilarious.
Colin Quinn was the best.
Quinn as the dad, things like that. And then, you know, from then.
I believe she's, they call it preggers in this special.
Yeah, she's got a baby bump. Ugh. A baby bump. I'll give you one with
a fucking
Doc Martin.
Yeah, like Ali Wong.
Paging Doc Martin.
I think she had complications with it.
With what, a fucking veal
farm
hero?
Yeah, like apparently at the premiere of one of her movies, it was trying to rip out of her and leave.
Was it like tugging on the umbilical cord, telling her to stop telling jokes?
Well, she's got a new Netflix special, and I read a review on it, and oh my goodness, apparently she talks about periods.
Really?
Girls' periods and tampons.
What
and
is she
pads.
Me?
What a hoot. Let's let's see what this is all about.
Well, it's gonna be better than her last one.
I'm fucking pregnant.
Oh my goodness. Here we go.
Here's the thing, you're pregnant, but like you don't change who you are. I hate women who start to act like really precious. You don't stop being
Did
you.
Ralphie
you know,
May
you
open for oh wait a minute.
Working,
Ralphie for
drinking,
a second, but he's
like
dead.
You got married. Yay! In movies and TV shows, the guy always gets down on one knee, right? And the girl's always shocked.
It looks
I didn't even know you liked
it. It looks like
me,
the Campbell soup boy decided to be a woman.
Bumble, like,
oh my god.
Everybody got married. I was the last one. I think I don't have to be a bridesmaid anymore. When you get in your late 30s, there's just no dignity to it. It's me and like Coachella,
it looks like
flower,
the
halo.
Bad German kid from
I'm not the bridesmaid, but the biggest arm.
Oh my god, she is wearing a gloop.
Dude, the way the music plays and then stops.
If you had a good pregnancy, like if you're someone who enjoyed being pregnant, I just hope your car flips over. That's.
Wow,
that's what I wish for you.
I understand she's pregnant. Oh, it's Amy Schumer growing. Get it? Because I'm growing, literally, and I'm growing as a person. I don't do jokes about how the cab driver used to diddle me on my ride home. And yeah, and race and sex jokes.
But she still is, even in that last bit where she's talking about, I hope you die if you enjoyed being pregnant. It's not,
Wait, what? Yeah, what, I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm not going to, you know, sit here and critique her comedy. People seem to like it. They were laughing. But, like, it's her whole attitude. But that whole attitude, like, they become so self-important that they start throwing out what people should and shouldn't be doing. And that's whether you like something or not. You see a comic. I've seen plenty of comics. Some of them I like, some of them I don't. But I'm not going to say he shouldn't ever be heard. Or that's not appropriate comedy, which is hilarious in and of itself, just saying appropriate comedy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? You know, but she's kind of in that school now where it's like, no, I won't support comics that do certain stuff. And it's like, why?
What's weird about that, too, though, is with the specials, I don't know what material she's going to do because they seem to never pick, like, good jokes in the ads for whatever reason.
Like, one of her jokes back in the day was, I don't date Mexicans because I like sex to be consensual.
Right.
It's funny.
It's a fucking joke she wrote. But, I mean, yeah.
It's hilarious. And then now she had to go on and say, well, I was playing a character. Again, a character like Mr. Amos. Let's go down and see Mr. Amos, Howard. He uses characters.
Yeah. That was my racist fatty character.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm tolerant.
My fat,
my
racist.
Tolerant fatty.
Whore character. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
So true. Yeah, it's like, oh, that's when I. Yeah, the only reason why you were that is because you couldn't write any more racist jokes than you told in your first two specials.
Yeah. And you know, own it. Fucking own it. You did that. What are you going to do?
I just don't. She got big on O&A. Got big because of the roast. It's why. And Jim.
Yeah, the roast was.
Those were her fans. It's like, why would you go against them? And I just don't like how everything involving a woman has to be empowerment.
Oh, it does.
Like, I went and saw Fleetwood Mac last night, and I was. It's like Stevie Nicks. It's like, look, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I like your music. I enjoy the show, but it's like they change. She's a black magic woman to I'm a black magic woman. That's what they did, so it was from a female point of view. And it's like, you're just fucking pandering.
That is pandering at its
ultimate. It was upsetting, because it's like, just sing the goddamn song.
Who? It was Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac, yeah.
And they did that song?
They did that. They did Black Magic Woman, but they did it as...
The same thing with the Gillette commercial, where they're like, oh, if this offends you, then you know, I'm like, pandering of it. Gillette was like, wow, Dollar Shave Club is really kicking the shit out of
it.
Men suck, right? Like,
you and the black guys stop the white men from being aggressive.
He's like, no, man, this is how you do it.
Not cool.
Because meanwhile,
why am I hanging out with you?
Every time I walk down the street here, it's, hey, yo, bitch. bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at that fat white titties.
Yeah, a girl actually walked around with a camera and did saw who was catcalling her.
Yeah.
And it was 99.9% black guys and Hispanic guys.
Dude, and then the fucking white guy did it as a boy from the male perspective.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was all Hispanic girls.
Yeah.
Who were just like,
Oh, man, there was this real quick video. It was like one of those vines. This guy, he's like, he's got makeup on, his hair and a dress. He's like, I'm going undercover as a woman to see what they put up with every day.
Jesus.
And it goes right back to me as, apparently women get called faggot a lot. Dude, I was fucking screaming laughing.
That's fucking
good.
That
was so funny. Like,
apparently. Oh, that is good, man.
Dude, oh, God, it's so funny.
Wendy Williams, what happened? Wendy Williams returned to her show. Oh, she revealed she was in rehab from cocaine addiction. Oh.
I'm going undercover as a woman to find out what they go through every day. I discovered that women are called faggot a lot.
Brilliant.
Dude nails it.
So, to the point. Right, hilarious.
Like 4 seconds of fucking hilarity,
oh,
dude.
Is that a good
perfect
goddamn bit? And I like how it's day and night. A lot of time went by.
Yeah.
Was called faggot every fucking minute.
No, that's why it does
hours on end.
I mean, dude, oh,
that's perfect.
Oh, that is good.
You can tell he's walking without heels at the end.
All the fat cut off of that one.
That's so good. So perfect.
Oh my God. Yeah, Wendy Williams. What does she have to say?
She faint again?
I know. She was always falling over. Her eyes were bugged out.
So, yeah, but she got an accident,
you know,
with a Walmart
truck.
I'm a
very open and truthful person, and I've got more to the story for you. The truth. Oh.
Uh-oh.
I see one dude.
Oh, here she. Yeah.
He was dragged there.
Look at apparently,
you know,
he's called
Kevin,
faggot
Kevin
a lot.
And I have the Hunter Foundation for the Good of the People, and we recently launched our 8885 Hunter number for those of you caught up in the struggle of addiction. Well, for
she looks like
some
Michael
time
Jackson.
Now,
some time now,
and even today and beyond, I have been living in
she looks like
a
Freddie
sober
Jackson.
House. When you see me come to
not
work,
at my house then,
glammed
sober
up.
House.
Right after the show, I go across the street. I do my Pilates. I told you 2 hours a day. I like to take care of my body, and you know I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past, and I never went to a
she's
place to get
sniffing
the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder, and I just stopped.
What's God,
but,
a parrot?
You know, in your family,
kind of religious pirate?
It might be you who've been struggling, and I wanted to
cocaine
know more of the story.
I wasn't
so
an angel, just a pile of white.
Autobiographical story, and I'm living it, and I'm telling you this.
Stop whining.
After I go to the Pilates, I go to several meetings all around town.
I do too.
In the tri-state area.
White hoods.
And I see
bag of hats.
My brothers and sisters.
She has those nostrils you don't want to share a bag with.
Oh, no.
And
a lot of coke.
For help.
She must be killing
they
the Pilates all cut.
Yeah. Look at Wendy. Stop.
It's the brothers and sisters.
Pull the wig off. It's just a racehorse.
It's been really
how did that girl get reruns outfits?
Only Kevin and Kevin have known about this.
Yeah. Was she on the set of A Different World?
Not
like
she
yeah,
nobody.
Fucking
nobody knew. Because I look so glamorous.
The poor
out here.
Asian girl with the
but
birthday tiara on.
Oh,
my,
God. It's like
she
can't fucking up my whole party.
She can't wait to do designer
and
drugs
and
go drinking.
You know, breaking bread. I am driven by my
over under, she says she does Pilates three more times than this fucking
back
thing
to a home that I live in here in the South. I mean, in the tri-state, with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family. They hog the TV and watch soccer. And we talk and read and talk and read, and then I get bored with them. Doors locked by 10
wow,
p.m.
Wow, is she just babbling.
Why are you in a co-ed sober house?
So I go to my room.
I think she's coked
up
right
now. I
stare at the ceiling
and I fall asleep.
Look at her eyes.
To wake up to come back here to see you. So that is my truth.
She got a Casio Cortez on.
Producers in the back going,
yeah, yeah.
Stop.
Oh, God. And stay tuned. A guy's going to come out and juggle plates.
You're calling me crazy or the bravest woman you know. I don't care.
What Jim Henson puppeteer is working her eyeballs right now?
Yeah. Our foundation just launched last week. We have already successfully placed 56 people in recovery.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do her.
Are you saying that it got boring?
I say, you know, good for her.
Well, of course, as a recovering addict,
I say go for it. Right. Why don't you get off that blow?
Right.
I think it's weird you live with a bunch of men. They're going to try to fuck you.
It's like after
a lot of scumbags in recovery. I don't know why you're living with
those are her silly brothers.
Yeah. Silly schedule. And then after Pilates, I go to the library and twerk for children. And
oh, I'm in a halfway house with men because they think I am one.
Like smelly boys.
My Adam's apple is a bit of a giveaway.
That's tough, but I guess there's still hope because she still has a nose,
and she still has, and she still has a show for some reason.
A show, yeah, yeah. I don't know. There's some things you could do that normally would have gotten you the boot.
All she's ever done though has been like this crazy.
Yeah. Oh, then she falls down and said it was a thyroid thing, and
yeah, it's coke.
Coke. Would...
And my thyroid's not getting enough coke.
Thyroid.
I snorted 2 8 balls of thyroid.
Wait, let me go call thyroid. He's supposed to have an. It's my thyroid.
Dude, coke is a drug nobody does until somebody has some.
And you've never heard people say. Oh, where's that coke from last night?
Oh.
Where's the rest of that coke from last night? That will never be said.
We were doing this thing where me and my buddies, we were doing a gig. This is out in the Bahamas. We're doing a binge. It's like 2:30 in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah, we're fucking going at it. And then this guy fucking knocks on my door. He's like from my neighbor, basically. I open it up. He's like this tall. He won't even look up at me. He's like, it's being a little loud here. It's a family place. I go, is it? Because you brought your family. It's like, I just left the casino fucking 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And as soon as you could just keep it down, so we shut the door, immediately we start clowning on him because we're like, oh, it's probably his wife fucking told him to come over here.
Of course.
So we're just like, he's like laying there. He's like, I'm sure this is going to die down in a minute. He just hears through the wall like, woo, this party just getting started, you know? Like an hour later, it's like, oh, man, we're almost out of coke. Finally. Call your guy. and then like an hour after that, it's like, man, this bitch sucking everybody's dick. I should go say something.
Yeah. Maybe I should. You go back there and you tell them, oh, the girlfriend that's going to get her.
They had a bohemian girl.
Get the husband's ass kicked.
Oh, dude, yeah, you never. I'm just like, I'm not saying shit. You want to move rooms?
I was asleep.
Yeah, you want to move rooms?
Like, I brought earplugs.
That's why I sleep with the TV on. Like, that way when there's no TV, if there's noise, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. Boy, can I sleep through anything. I am amazing like that.
I was in New Zealand last week. I slept through quite a day.
You did? I heard it was a little noisy. A little rambunctious.
Oh, God.
This is an insane story. This is an insane story of intolerance right here and hate. It's my book, Permanently Suspended. No, I'm teasing, of course. It's a 911 call made from a woman in the center of a racist tirade in a grocery store.
Oh, my God.
I saw this clip before.
This is chilling.
She is just...
Dude, Michael Rappaport tweeted out where she works. She works in a high school office.
Yeah. Not anymore.
No.
I think she
pretty
was
sure she,
to tender her resignation.
Sure she didn't even make it to the door before finding out she was
going
to go.
Yeah. Well, here's... what is this? Oh, well, just watch what the news did with it.
It's just the audio.
Prepare yourself.
Of the 911 call.
Oh, the 911 call.
Yeah.
I like a good 911 call.
Easton, please.
Hi, my name is Corinne McGovney. I was just at ShopRite, and I was with my two kids walking down the front center aisles in front of the register.
Too much detail.
And I said, oh,
I'm sorry, can you hang up?
Don't you dare put me on hold.
Sorry, we have a heart attack.
And then she calls back.
I gotta call you back.
Hello? Fuck you, Jack! Click. 48 hours. Don't you put me on hold. Don't you fucking...
Hold again.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were at Stop and Shop.
The center
where?
Aisle of the in front of the register.
Does it matter where you are in the store? What is this? Come on,
my kids. And this black guy got up in front of me and said, "Are you talking to me?" And I said, "No, I'm not." And now they're telling me I'm racial profiling.
Okay, what town are you in, ma'am? Ma'am, you're not in Easton. We don't have a Stop and Shop. So what town
East
are you
Haven,
in?
East Haven.
Okay, you called Easton.
All right. She called the wrong 911? You do that. What a dummy.
Is that East Haven, Connecticut?
Why is this an emergency?
I called 199. Why is this an emergency?
I called 411.
I was 3 meters southeast of the courtesy counter.
I was at Shoppin' Right, and I'm making this phone call on the off chance that I might not lose my job.
Yeah, yeah. This is a preemptive strike because I realize how fucked I am when that video gets out. I
only dropped the N-bomb about 5 times.
Right.
Yes, they were filming every bit of it. And it was caught on security camera.
I was buying Brazil nuts, and I called them what my family has for years.
You'll notice that I'm a bit erratic because my daughter is crying her eyes out through the whole fucking video.
So I went to the frozen food section and I started winging fried chicken and watermelon. What's the problem? Now I'm being racially profiled.
I said, "Isn't this what used people eat?"
Right.
And for some reason, I'm some kind of a monster.
What are you looking for? Barbecue sauce ice cream? And then they hit.
Oh, here we go.
Here she is. Look at the,
look at the kids. The littlest one.
The kid is terrified.
Don't you dare talk to me in front of my kids like that, motherfucker.
Don't talk to me in front of my kids like that.
Dude, what she says is so much worse.
Why? Because their fucking dinner's in East Haven.
I love this guy's like, oh, shit.
That's right when she says it. He's like, don't do that.
I can't. I'm not about to get beat up.
Put your hands up. Put them on me. Don't worry about it. Eric, come on. You motherfucker. Eric.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
This is the weirdest ad for Prego I've ever seen.
Prego. For those days when you really want to be Italian.
Eric.
Sauce.
Yeah. Sauce cooked the old-fashioned way with old-fashioned ideas.
Sauce. Yeah. Old world style.
Old world style.
Because the only eggplant in your house is an actual eggplant.
A taste. A taste and epithets like your grandma used to. Oh, man. She is fucking...
What a terrible person.
Into it.
I feel so bad for her.
The kids are that's the tragedy there. Oh. She was all kinds of bound up.
Right, that's a therapy moment. For...
You know, mom's just erratic. And deal with her all the time. And, dude, she went from zero to the N-word.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The poor kid needs to be...
She said it three times in the parking lot just trying to get a spot. Right.
The poor kid needs a nice, big, affectionate hug by a TSA agent.
Yeah.
Get that the trust back.
Just get somebody in there to make
So is there the other 911 call where she finally calls the proper place? Let's see what her defense is for this because, oofa. I heard she had to resign. And the school that she worked at is getting shit because they didn't fire her. They made her resign so she could technically, you know, get another job.
Really?
So the school is getting shit like you should have fired her. So here's the rest of the 911.
My name is Corinne McGovney. I was just in ShopRite of East Haven. I was walking down the center aisle in front of the cash register. And I
when a Walmart truck came out
and
hit me.
I said, oh, the man in his little scooter said, "Are you talking to me?" And I said, "No, I'm not." Because he called me a. I called him a. Then he.
All right. Well, one is a triple word score, and the other one, you're just using a lot of T's and fucking O's.
This was made 2 weeks before trying to figure out Scrabble.
Yeah, this is. He's like, all right, she called him, he called her bitch. She drops the N-bomb.
This goes on for 5 more minutes. Yeah, then, and then there's another call after that, and the whole time she's just dropping.
All the bleeping sounds like Morse code. It's just
Beep, beep, well, she loves the work.
Where is she making this call? Are there people in the parking lot just like, excuse me?
She's trying her best, I think, at this point to go like, well, I called 911. They can't fire me. I'm the one that's complaining about
it. Yeah, it's the saddest.
I'm the victim here. Yeah,
it's I'm surprised that during the 911 call, you don't hear her. They're just, stop crying. And like,
Shut up! Next call is from the older sister. Calling on her mother. It's like this chain 911 call.
I'm in the back seat.
Yeah, the cops pull up, and the mother's like, that's her over there. And the daughter's like, that's her right here. Oh, wait, what happened?
Or the operator's just like, I'm sorry, what'd you say, bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to come again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you can come meet me at my establishment and tell me all about it.
Yeah, you can't trade a bitch for the N-bomb.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
equal.
Yeah.
That's not an equal exchange.
I love how she's
it's like Canadian money.
The man and his scooter.
Yeah, the man and his scooter. Let me hear a little more of her.
N-word in the scooter.
Yeah. You're like, this...
Now, because I left there with this my roller kids, coon. Which was the smart thing to do, but he was with two fat black.
Oh my God!
Which I won't call because they weren't behaving like. Somebody better do something now, because I am about to flip.
Who, the Klan? Someone better do something now. Where's the Ku Klux Klan?
And now I have to deal with being called a
Sheriff Sam Rockwell.
I don't think so. I want an East Haven cop at my house, and I want an East Haven cop arresting that
Oh my God!
Breach of peace now.
He winked at a white woman. Come on, him strung up.
Where am I?
This woman's thinking is a little old.
He is still in ShopRite. My jacket is in the middle of the ShopRite parking lot because.
Again, where are you?
I mean, the name of the place is ShopWhite. Oh, it's ShopRite. Oh, I thought it was ShopWhite.
ShopRite. That's the important part.
What is the address?
That's the important part.
Okay.
We description, they're as black as these espresso beans I just bought.
That's it. They also did not accept my coupon for Prego. Dollar off.
Oh, she just goes on and on.
Dude, what a dumb bitch. I love the dude in the fucking...
Yeah, what was he trying to do?
Camel hat?
Well, he realized, I'm not.
Well, once you screamed the N-word, he was like, don't do that. All right.
Until the N-bomb drops, nobody gets to see the wizard.
The second she dropped the N-bomb, he's like, fighting!
He's like, all right, shouldn't have said it.
Come
on, kids. They're going to go start the car.
Yeah, let me 15 items or 15 epithets or less, Kyle.
Ma'am, you said that 20 times.
Yeah, 20 times. You got to go to this checkout.
Please.
Sounds like you're trying to start your car.
So wow.
The rumor is that like 3 family members of hers died within a week.
My God. Imagine if they were
murdered.
Imagine if they were murdered by black people. She's just like, hey, come on, cut me some slack. Jesus.
So it sounds like to me that she sounded drunk.
Did they die of embarrassment?
Maybe
that was it. She was over their house speaking her fucking...
She just goes to Madea movies all the time.
Look at this fucking...
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I just can't get enough of society. It's.
Yeah, I understand that your relatives died, but...
Yeah. Did shit like this happen before the... advent of the cell phone? Did this happen, and we just didn't see it, or are people just fucking batshit insane?
I think there is seriously something going on. There is a growing issue going on in this country, and I don't know if it's just being desensitized to everything.
I think the opportunity to speak to and with or at so many people has given people this impression that you're able to just do it, like in real life.
Yeah, I really do.
Be as dumb or insensitive or anything to people just because, like, hey, I'm on Twitter all day and I'm bad mouthing motherfuckers and dropping N bombs.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just talking about me.
He's talking about me.
Anyway, but now you're out in real life, and I think it is affecting how people act in society, which is a funny word.
Well, and I think it's a very our culture's become very me-centric, where it's like, yeah, I get everything I want all the time, instant gratification, everything's being thrown at me, whether it's porn now being compared to love or anything.
Yeah.
Like, what's going, I really do think we're getting too much shit thrown at us, and people cannot handle it. Our brains cannot process it.
Yeah, we as people can't handle the technology we've wrought.
Like, dude, amazing.
Thank God she didn't have a MAGA hat on. Oh my God, could you imagine that making the rounds?
Mm.
Oof, or like the other guy, the guy that shot the crime boss in Staten Island. He had the QAnon and MAGA shit written on his hand, and he just holds it up in court.
He really?
Yeah, apparently, you know.
He's a 24-year-old kid who, yeah.
The future dead guy.
Yeah. You mean the guy who's going to die in jail the just guy before he's questioned?
They ship him upstate. He's going to get a fucking piano wire around his throat before he even gets through the gate.
Yeah, shoot a crime boss. That'll leave you lasting on this earth alone.
Because he didn't want you dating his niece.
Yeah, and he was made.
You
smart.
Dummy. What a dunce.
Jesus.
Bye-bye, funny man. You think he'll disappear like that guy that ran over Gotti's kid on the scooter?
Oh, I'm sure.
He threw him into a van. Here he is. Yeah, see? He's got the Q and all kinds of MAGA and Patriot stuff written on his hand.
What the?
That's nice. That's the hand you're going to...
They're nuts. They're fuck. People have gone nuts.
That's what I mean by...
What does the Q mean? What is that?
It's QAnon. It's kind of this underground, not-so-secret conspiracy site on online where they talk about Trump and his ultimate plan and the dark
it's like a deep state
conspiracy.
Right. Yeah,
state.
Yeah.
I would say dark government.
it's
deep state.
It's actually just predetermining where he's going to go. No, and
rip
yeah, the bullseye.
Hey, thanks for giving us the fucking target, asshole.
Yeah, whack a made man.
Yeah, good job. The boss.
Yeah, oh, the boss of the Gambino.
The guy didn't want him dating his niece. That's
that seemed to be the issue.
Yeah, because they just check cameras and were like, that's him.
Yeah, that's the guy.
New York's a surveillance boss state.
Yeah, it's like London. Yeah.
Shut the crime boss. I would love to sit here and talk all day, but we have the Chip Chipperson podcast.
We do.
Go do the 100th episode. Patrick, thanks so much for popping
thank you very
in.
Much
awesome,
for having
man.
Me, man. Really appreciate it.
A lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Doug.
The Twitter would be at PG Road Dog.
Yep.
There it is. And the Instagram, Garrity Grams with a Z. There it is.
Thank you, man.
That right there. And the Never Ending Tour.
Yep.
Has been touring nonstop for 10 years.
No residence, no home. I've been doing comedy 18 years for the past 10, no home or residence, just nonstop.
Well, you should probably listen to some open micers tell you about comedy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that accent.
Tell you how to fucking do your job.
Oh, my God, it's making me angry.
March 29th and 30th, Dangerfields. That would be the one in Shakopee, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Dangerfieldsrestaurant.com for tickets. And April 5th and 6th, The Comedy Zone in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. HarrisburgComedyZone.com for tickets. And anything else you want to...
That's it, man. I appreciate you having me, buddy.
Thank you, man. Really fun to have
you. Well, great. We'll
definitely get you on again soon. Dave Landau, where can these fine people sit and enjoy their Dave Landau-ness?
Come down to ShopRite.
I'll be in the center aisle.
I'll be opening for Viral Sensation. More women know who people know who that woman is than me.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, it's wonderful. March 23rd, Canton Brew Works, Canton, Michigan. The 22nd, you can check me out. Milford's in Michigan. Milford in Michigan. Baker's. I don't fucking know. Go to DaveLandau.com. It's for Special Olympics. March 28th through 30th, Stir Crazy Comedy Club, Glendale, Arizona. And I have dates in Caledonia, Michigan, South Haven, Michigan, Boston, Philly, all over the country. You can check them all out at DaveLandau.com/tour.
Awesome. Well, that's it. That wraps up a Tuesday, people. We will see you back here mañana. Don't forget, tonight is the East Side Dave McDonald Show right here at 7 p.m., 4 p.m. Pacific time, and then Nightshade at 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific time with the wonderful Michael Malice. Tomorrow, Join us, won't you please, at 4 o'clock, and we'll see you then. Have a great evening.